in the limelight.
After dozens of UK citizens identified as alleged hacking victims, demonstrators are disappointed that the Israeli regime firm is among exhibitors at the London event. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Dania Akkad, Senior Investigator Editor. This article is published under the heading, Like Nothing Happened, Protesters Slam NSO Group's Presence at UK-backed Fair. Stay tuned for more. Human rights advocates protested outside a major UK government-supported security show in London recently as an Israeli regime firm whose spyware was allegedly used to hack British citizens promoted its goods inside. Despite this, campaigners celebrated that the NSO Group would not be promoting its Pegasus software after they put pressure on organizers of the two-day International Security Expo held in London's Olympia Exhibition Centre. Meanwhile, David Hay, one of the alleged hacking victims, bought a £99 ticket to the trade show to see in person if NSO could address his problem. The company and its spyware have been at the center of controversy in recent months after a group of media outlets started publishing stories based on leaks revealing how 50,000 people, including politicians, journalists, and dissidents, were potentially targeted by NSO's government clients. In addition to leaders in more than a dozen countries, those suspected to have been hacked in the UK include a member of the House of Lords, human rights lawyers, academics, and activists. Around 400 UK mobile telephones appeared on a list identified by governments using Pegasus. Recently, the company was promoting its goods alongside other private and government exhibitors at the trade fair, as around 25 demonstrators protested outside, including Yahya Asiri, who is believed to have been hacked by Pegasus. Asiri, the former Saudi Air Force officer who left his life in the kingdom to start the human rights group Al-Ghaz, said, "The issue is more than what's happening to me. When they hacked me and arrested people in Saudi Arabia, they tortured them and sexually harassed them. They faced something that is almost worse than murder. And still people here," he said, gesturing to the expo across the way, "are still accepting they have NSO with them and dealing with NSO like nothing happened." Inside the expo, David Hay, a British human rights campaigner and lawyer, was approaching the NSO exhibit. Earlier this year, Hay learned that his phone had been hacked by Pegasus. "I wonder if you can help," Hay can be heard in a recording shared with MEE recently, adding, "Pegasus is on my phone and I wonder if you can take it off for me." After Hay explained, he had been told by Amnesty International that he was hacked and says he shared an Amnesty report. One of the NSO employees at the booth took down his details and said the company would be able to check if he was hacked. An employee can be heard telling Hay, "We are taking very seriously every allegation and every concern as such, and we have a mechanism where we can actually check it." "She was perfectly nice," Hay later told MEE. "I was not expecting that. I was expecting them to walk away from the stand or for me to be removed by security, or the two." But he said he would not be taking NSO up on his offer to check if he had been hacked. His local police are investigating the alleged hack and will need the phone as evidence. Hay added, "And I would never in a world of Sundays give a spy company my phone of all the silly things." Ahead of the expo, campaigners had called on 19 Group Limited, the organizers of the event, to withdraw NSO's invitation in order to prevent the firm from showcasing Pegasus. The organizers, Amnesty said, wrote back with a statement to say that NSO would not present or promote Pegasus during the event. 48 hours later, just ahead of the event, Amnesty said it received a second statement from the organizers saying that NSO had never intended to do that anyway. Oliver Philly Sprague, Amnesty UK's program head covering military security and policing, said, "We are very pleased that zero-click spyware isn't being advertised at the fair. However, we got there. That's a good result. You can make your own mind up about the sequence of events, but it's highly coincidental, let's just say. But Amnesty would like to make sure that it's difficult for any spyware like Pegasus to be marketed or sold at a UK event, while regulators play catch-up and put controls on the fast-moving sector. Currently in the UK, a buyer or seller of what is called intrusion software must have a license, but not so far for its marketing," Philly Sprague said. So Amnesty has called on the UK Department of International Trade, DIT, to reclassify spyware within the current trade control system such that it could not be offered for sale at UK events or by UK brokers. MEE asked DIT whether it was considering this change. The department did not answer specifically, but a government spokesperson said, "Our export controls are kept under constant review, and we will not hesitate to take action where it is appropriate and necessary to do so." The government spokesperson also said that the use of cyber espionage tools against civil society and political groups is unacceptable. "It is essential that nation states and other cyber actors use capabilities in a way that is legal, responsible, and proportionate to ensure cyberspace remains a safe and prosperous place for everyone," the spokesperson said. On his way to Exeter to teach for the day, Matthew Hedges, who was accused of spying, locked up and sentenced to life in prison in UAE while on a doctoral research trip in 2018, called for greater accountability and oversight from the UK government. Researchers say Hedges was first listed on a database of Pegasus targets in March 2018, but his device was confiscated when he was arrested by UAE authorities, and so it hasn't been possible to verify whether it was infected or not. Hedges said for the UK government to give tacit public support for a company that has been proven to lack accountable oversight and that of their clients shows a complete disregard for international law and human rights. "If UK citizens and residents have been targeted by foreign states, either there have been territorial abuses without reply or that the UK government is complicit in these abuses. Is the government then complicit in any ramifications such as injury or death? The government should defend its integrity and citizens, highlight where these abuses occur and that it is not acceptable behavior. These actors should then be sanctioned for their behavior." Back at the demonstration, Nina, a local resident and Amnesty member who declined to give her last name, said she had turned out to protest after learning about Pegasus for the first time in recent weeks. She said she is concerned that this type of spyware is only the beginning of a technology that will emerge in the coming years that will be capable of violating privacy. She said, "I don't know anyone who doesn't own a mobile phone, and any one of us as members of the public could potentially be targeted. We need governmental action on a sort of multilateral global stage to really look at this issue. Artificial intelligence, tech development, and the speed of development, you have got to be reactive. There is an urgency for them to respond to this. It's an open jungle out there."